Pope Benedict XVI on Thursday commended the United Arab Emirates for its openness toward migrant workers and for its cooperation in providing places of worship for the nation's growing Catholic community. The Holy Father was speaking on the occasion of the presentation of letter of credence from the first ever ambassador to the Holy See from the Arabian nation, Miss Hissa Abdullah Ahmed Al-Otaiba. He said, "Freedom of worship contributes significantly to the common good and brings social harmony to all those societies where it is practiced." We spoke to Bishop Paul Hinder, Apostolic Vicar to the Arabian Peninsula, about the life of the Church in the UAE.
The reality of the Catholic Church in the UAE is, in fact, that all the Catholics are migrants. The large majority of them are coming from the Philippines and from India, but also from other Asian countries as well as from the Arabic-speaking countries which know Christian minority, like especially Lebanon, but also Syria, Jordan, and other countries of the Near East. But we have Catholics from all over the world. Once we had a kind of census in our parish here in Abu Dhabi, and we counted around 90 nationalities. Now, the whole number of the Catholics in the UAE, we are close to 500,000 of Catholics.
So a lot of the faithful there would be people working in domestic service, in the building industries.
Oh, you have all kind of employees, workers, or also business people. Of course, the large majority are workers for the construction area. We have, by the way, right now 7 parishes. It is, of course, not sufficient for the huge number of the Catholics, but they are very, very committed, very active.
Is there any form of integration between the two communities, the migrant or Catholic community and the majority Muslim community there in the United Arab Emirates? And is freedom of worship a reality on the ground?
Yeah, then we have to be, of course, realistic, because the society of the United Arab Emirates is a very special one, because we are close to 80% or at least 75% of the whole population are migrants. And the Catholics are part of the 75 or 80%. It depends in which part of the Emirates we are. And so I would rather speak that we have some kind of parallel societies. It is not an integration of our Christians into the local society. Also, the relationship in the daily life is good. But if you go to town, you will get in touch mainly again with your own people or with people from abroad, and not necessarily with the local people. But again, I say the relationship, especially on the official level, is okay. I have no difficulties in my contacts with the ministries or with the people who are working in the offices. Always treated very friendly, and I don't need to hide. I can show up as a bishop or tell who I am. There is no problem here in the UAE.
In fact, freedom of worship and respect for freedom of worship was one of the things that Pope Benedict XVI highlighted in his speech to the new ambassador. Is this reflected in neighboring nations, or is it an exception to the rule?
I would say it's probably the best developed in all the countries here on the peninsula, but it's not an exception. Of course, if you compare to the big country in the neighborhood with the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, there is enormous difference in this regard. But you may find a similar situation in Oman or in Qatar now, or in Bahrain, to take these examples, where we have also parishes which are working more or less according to the same principles and with the same freedom we have here in the UAE. But it is true that the UAE have developed a system which is more advanced than we find it in other countries here of the peninsula. Yeah.
Speaking about the Catholic and the Christians present in the Arabian Peninsula being witnesses or giving testimony to the gospel as a very important part of active interfaith dialogue, how difficult is this?
Yeah, we have the situation we find in all the countries with a Muslim majority, an active announcing of the word of God in the sense of a missionary work among the Muslim is not possible because of the laws of the country. But what is always possible, and what I am stressing also in my preaching and what my priests are doing, is to convince our people that the most powerful word we can give to the world is the exemplary life of true Christians. And if we live this message in our daily lives with after the principles of truthfulness, of honesty, of love of the neighbor, love also of the enemy, and so on, in charitable works, and also even in services of healing regarding people who are suffering, and so on. I think that's the most powerful message we can give, because it is somehow the prolongation of what Jesus Christ did when he was among us, and he continues to be among us through our faithful in a very powerful way, I would say.